We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Syracuse Sports Network. Live from Heritage Hill Brew House, Orange Football is on the air with the AmeriCue Credit Union Dino Babers Show. AmeriCue Credit Union, for every day, for everything. Your chance to talk with Coach Babers comes your way on the Syracuse Sports Network. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. And by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. To submit a question for the show, use the radio mailbox link at Qs.com or call the coach at 1-888-746-2873. That's 1-888-7-GO-QS. Or locally at 424-8599. With Coach Babers, here's the voice of the Orange, Matt Park.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the AmeriCue Dino Babers Show. We are live from Heritage Hill as usual. What is unusual is we are here on a Wednesday night, another Friday night home football game with the Orange taking on Clemson this Friday in the Dome at 7 p.m. So that brings us out here on Wednesday instead of Thursday. A little smaller crowd. It's an intimate gathering here tonight. We appreciate the folks that have come out on a quieter night. Sun has just set, and Heritage Hill, a great spot to grab a bite to eat and a beverage and talk ball and hang with your friends. And good to see the folks that are out here tonight. We do have some tickets to the Clemson game to give away. More on that a bit later. Coach Babers is here. And, Coach, good to see you.
And Matt, how are you doing? Good to see you.
Tonight's one of those. This is a great spot to see it become increasingly fall-like, right? We're coming here each week, and you see the sunset and the leaves changing, and the view this way is incredible. Well, now here it is at 7 o'clock. And there's no
dark
view out there, so that's a little bit unfortunate.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's nice out here. This is a great setting. Wednesday, we kind of lose all our young troopers. There's normally a lot of young
right,
people
some kids,
in here.
Yeah.
But we cut down the numbers in the young people, but there's a lot of older people up here, so it's all still good.
Yeah, very good. All right, so, you know, for the fans, this has been a really interesting stretch here. Three consecutive games that have gone down to the final play. Won the first one of those, dropped the last two. And this is the first week in a while where all the armchair quarterbacks can sit and talk about individual decisions and game management and strategy here and there. And that was all strategy against a team that was and still is now undefeated. You were right there, Coach. You had a chance to hand Wake Forest its first loss of the year. When you think back at the game, and I know your job is to evaluate all of it and then put it to bed as it relates to getting ready for the next game, particularly in a short week, what about the Wake Forest game sticks out the most?
You know, just opportunities. You know, opportunities all across the board, opportunities for coaches, opportunities for players. You know, their opportunities. And it was just some, some happenings that, swung the thing one way or another. You know, we went for a two-point play earlier in the game where we could have kicked for one. If we'd have kicked for one, we'd have had a two-point lead. If we have a two-point lead, we can get beat by a field goal, and their field goal kicker is the best field goal kicker in the conference. So you don't want to have a two-point lead on them. You want to have a three-point lead on them, so at least a tie. So we go for two, and we don't get it, okay? And then we end up going down there and, tying the game and then ended up kicking and going into overtime. Where if we'd have took the one right there, we'd have won the game. We could have kicked the PAT for 1 point and won the game 31-30. Yet if that wouldn't have happened, it would have been Rip City from of New York.
It was funny.
If you lose on a field goal.
The first email I got from this week was from Bob and Destin, and maybe you're listening, Bob. Bob and Destin's the only person I've heard this week that was on that point right there. Should have kicked the extra point the first time. Well, I'll tell you, Bob, if we lined up 100 football coaches in this room, 100 or 99 would have gone for two in that situation. There's no point in leading the game by two. Now, that being said, if all that other stuff plays out, you're right. If you just put another pebble in the jar, another drop in the bucket with your 1 point, it would have probably worked out. Now, you don't know how the rest of the game goes after that. The question that it brings me to is, what is the point there where it switches from too early to be chasing a missed extra point and that type of thing? That's not why you went for it in this case, but that's one reason that compels people to go for two. When is it too early? In other words, in the third quarter, could you have been in just accumulate point mode and ignored that? Now, same thing. If you just kicked and been up two at that time, that's a very easy one to second guess. Like, what are you talking about? Why do you care about a two-point lead?
You know, this discussion that you – the can that you just opened up is a huge can.
Yeah, we have a lot of them.
I know it. And I'm going to give it to you. It's a fantastic question, and I'm going to answer it exactly the way that I see it. There's a magical analytical two-point chart out there that no one knows who made, and all coaches follow this two-point chart when the thing says go for two, you go for two. And it's ironic that I've seen coaches, get fired over this chart, and they don't even know who made it. But the guy that I listened to passed away about, I'm going to say, the person that I follow in these situations is Homer Smith.
Who literally wrote the book on game management.
He did write a book on game management. And he passed away, I want to say, about 3 years ago. And in working with him, this is what he said about this two-point chart. He says, it's a wonderful thing that someone wrote, but it doesn't apply the entire football game. And I've seen guys use it in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and before they know it, their numbers are all jacked up and they get to the fourth quarter. And then they normally run out of two-point plays, which are very specific to very certain individuals, and that can mess you up as well. So to make a long story short, but it's a fantastic question. I do not follow that chart until the fourth quarter. Once the fourth quarter hits, I follow that chart. And you could say, well, Coach, you didn't follow the chart, because it would be for me to break the code on that chart, it'd be something. That'd be a fantastic question, because I normally will not do it. Whatever that chart says in the fourth quarter, I'll do.
Well, everybody knows in football there's the famous chart, and in baseball there's the book. You go by the book. This is what the book, right? And so the criticism of, say, Aaron Boone of the Yankees is, or Joe Girardi, he had the binder, and we're going to look to the binder, and that's made all the decisions are already made. Yeah, they're in the binder.
That's right.
And Aaron Boone, he's a robot. He goes by the book. And the old school managers, they had the gut. So you got the book versus the gut. Is the book and the chart, is that safety and that comfort welcoming to you? Because once you go by the book and the chart, the next thing is the press conference. And if you've gone by the book and the chart, then the press conference is a little easier. If whatever you chose didn't work, gut chart book, whatever, the press conference and the following week in talk radio can be a little dicey.
You know, I'm going to give you a saying that a really famous coach gave me, a Hall of Fame coach, by the way. He said, if you always listen to the media and the fans, you'll find yourself sitting next to them at your next game. So to me, it's something that I watch a lot of tape. Most coaches do. We've gone through a lot of experiences. We have a lot of things underneath our belt. And traditionally, I will go with the chart. Like I said, almost exclusively, I'll go with the chart in the fourth quarter. But you've got to leave room for a gut feeling. You've got to leave room for, this is different. This is a different type of game. You know, the chart may tell you to kick one, but you're playing Georgia and the number one ranked team in the country. You know, and they say kick one and go into overtime, and I'm like, I don't want to go into overtime with this team. You know, so sometimes you have to break the chart. I can give you a classic example, a real example. My first head coaching experience at Eastern Illinois, we were picked to take last in the conference. We opened up the season with the number one ranked team to win the conference. We went into overtime. They had the ball first. They scored a touchdown, and they kicked a field goal. We got the ball second. We scored a touchdown, and I brought the officials over, and I said, we would like to go for two. And the official very quickly stopped me and said, You don't have to. You don't have to go to two. You only have to go for one here. You can kick right here. And then I said, are you tired? And he goes, yeah. I said, have you had a long day? He's like, yeah, I have had a long day. I said, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and end this thing right now. If it's okay with you, we'll go for two, even though the chart doesn't tell us to go for two.
Right. So that brings up the most pivotal play in the game Saturday. Sean Tucker scores the touchdown, puts you 1 point down. The book says, go ahead and kick. You're at home. Overtime suits the home team. There's also the let's end it right now, which you said you sort of changed your mind toward, and we could see the argument for that, because another thing that the book says, the book's pretty thick. It's got a lot of things. But another thing the book says is the longer the game goes, the better team's going to win the game.
Well, watch this. I was okay. That part didn't spook me with that team.
So
with that team.
Okay. Because that it's not a fit, because they're not better than you because they're more physical than you.
Okay, you said it wrong. We have just as many athletes as they have.
Okay.
So the longer that game goes, it's not a disadvantage.
Right.
Which is the reason why we were going to go for one. And we were at home, which is what the book says. But that, I've said this before, I'm on record, that play by Sean Tucker, as they said in the movie, it moved me.
Yeah.
It literally moved me. I'm like, if he's going to do something like that with the momentum we had in that stadium at that point, let me see if I can pull this off. Let's see if I can switch to one to two. And I couldn't get it done, but that's what we were going to do.
So how did that get addressed on the practice field this week? Because there may be another opportunity like that. And to me, the biggest failing of the game is just, okay, whatever you're going to do, kick it or go for two, but whatever it is, do it with conviction and get lined up and do it right. You can't take delay a game there.
The kids were going for one because that's what we were going to go for.
Yeah.
To stop them and to go for two, you think they're going to kick for one, and now they're in a massive celebration. I'm trying to de-emphasize and stop something from, you know, they saw something that was unique. What Sean did was not normal. You know, that was abnormal, and they reacted the way young people did. Heck, I reacted. I'm old, and I've seen a lot of stuff. So, you know, I wish I could have been able to get it done. I couldn't get it pulled off. We kicked for one, and we went into overtime with a team that we were more than capable of beating in an overtime, but we didn't get it done.
Last thing we'll say on this, and the game didn't last more than the one overtime because we haven't talked this week, really, of all the things. An all-time incredible catch. I thought there's no way this ball gets caught. And it was by A.T. Perry, his third touchdown of the game, and that was all she wrote. But the other thing is that we haven't seen one in person yet. You better have some two-point plays now, given the way that overtime works, because they have condensed that even greater to the point where you are mandated to go for two earlier, and then after a couple, it's only two-point conversions.
Yeah.
So there aren't going to be six, seven, eight overtime games in football anymore.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
I've been in some really long ones. I've watched this. I was in the game that forced people to start having to go for two Texas after three overtimes. No. This was actually Steve Mariucci. After this season, he actually got the 49er job. Steve Mariucci was at Cal. And Dick Tomey, who passed away recently, we were at the University of Arizona. And I think we ended a game with Cal where the score was maybe, you can look this up, maybe 21-21 in regulation. And then before it ended, it was like 54-53. I mean, it was like five or six overtimes. And it went so long because everybody kept kicking one and nobody had to go for two. We ended up playing a fifth quarter. That's how long it went. That after that year, they changed the rule and made everybody go for two after the third time. It was actually part of what happened in that game, Arizona versus Cal, Steve Mariucci versus Dick Tomey.
I could see from a coaching perspective, you guys all sitting, you know, you have your talks about the stuff that's important to you. Somebody out there right now, somebody's got to be sitting down for hours and just generating as many two-point plays as possible because you better have a pretty good bag of them in the way the game is set up right now because you might need four, five, six good ones in a game, and we did not really get to see it that much. Interesting that early in the game on a type of down and distance, Wake Forest probably should have scored a touchdown and their tight end had tripped over his own feet and they didn't convert there and had to settle for a field goal attempt in the first possession of the game. But those are the types of conversions that we're talking about. All right, that was a meaty first segment. We'll step aside here, pick up the pace, get to your phone calls next. 1-888-7-GO-CUSE. That's 1-888-7-GO-CUSE or 424-8599. This is the AmeriQ Dino Babers Show on the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield. Heritage Hill Brewhouse in Pompey is your special event headquarters. Choose amazing views as your backdrop for your special event, big or small. Let Heritage Hill custom brew and label cans for your dream event in their Sunset Barn and Deck, or host an intimate event in their Private View Pavilion. Get the company team back together and make your own beer in the guided ultimate team brewing experience. Go to heritagehillbrewery.com to see all they have to offer. Heritage Hill Brewhouse, putting the fun in 2021.
Dear SU fans, when you drive a Toyota SUV, you've got what it takes to win. The RAV4 continues its reign as the best-selling small SUV in America, with top tech that can't be beat. Need room for your starting lineup? The Toyota Highlander seats up to 8, with plenty of punch to get you across the goal line. Toyota SUVs have available all-wheel drive, too, because nothing's going to stand in your way on the road to victory. Go Orange. Toyota SUVs. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates CY 2017 through 2020 sales.
From Buffalo to Albany, this is the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Three words. Local. Community. Trust. Because you have to live where you work to call yourself local. You have to invest in the people and the businesses around you to claim community. And you have to earn trust before you ask for it. This is what makes us Pathfinder Bank. We are here to build, we are here to invest, and we are here to listen. Because at the end of every day, we know that our story begins with you.
Our story begins with you. Pathfinder Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dunkin' Halloween at the Park, CNY's enchanted drive-thru experience, comes alive at Jamesville Beach Park. Every night in October, Halloween at the Park is family-friendly, with themed displays as you drive through the spectacular trail. New this year, expanded show with additional Halloween-themed sections. Dunkin' Halloween at the Park, presented by AmeriQ Credit Union and Upstate Galisano Children's Hospital. Also brought to you in part by the Upstate Honda dealers. To purchase vehicle passes, visit HalloweenAtThePark.com.
You're listening to the Dino Babers Show, presented by AmeriQ Credit Union. Got a question for Coach? Call us at 888-746-2873. That's 888-7-GO-CUES. Or locally at 424-8599. Here's Matt Park.
Just getting rolling with the show here. We'll pick up the pace a little bit as we work in some phone calls and other topics along the way. The Orange take on Clemson in the Dome Friday night at 7 p.m. The Cuse 3-3, Clemson 3-2, just outside of the national rankings coming into this one. It is the American Dino Baber Show. We are live in Pompey at Heritage Hill, and the phone lines are open. Steve in North Syracuse is first up. Hey, Steve.
Coach, I got November 2nd, 1996, California, yeah, 56, Arizona, 55. That's the one you talked about.
Yes, sir.
I have to credit you with providing us with a team that is exciting both on offense and defense, and it's certainly given us some great games. I keep thinking of Maximus from The Gladiator would tell us, "Are you not entertained?" critics are having a hard time finding things to complain about, so they focus on the in-game decisions that didn't work out and ignore the ones that did. One focal point has been your decision to take the holding penalty at the end of the half. You've already explained your thinking on that one, but I'm wondering about the defense we played on the 3rd and 23 play. I've looked at it a few times, and looks like we have a 3-man rush with one guy spying the quarterback and 7 other defenders, but the 7 defenders all seem to be beyond the sticks so that the receiver is able to go right to where he needs to go without any interference. And this throw was a little high, and he actually made quite a great catch, but our defenders were not there to break it up, and I'm wondering what the plan was on that one.
Well, first of all, the linebackers are supposed to be at the chains, and we had a linebacker. I can tell you the number. I don't want to say his name because I don't like to put my guys out there. But we had a linebacker right in front of the play, and the ball actually, I want to say he took his drop 2 yards too deep or too deep, and it happened right in front of him, and he really should have been about 2-3 yards shallower. And he would have had an opportunity to make a play on it. But the one thing is that, you know, with the 3-man rush and the spy, he had a little bit more time than what we thought he was going to have. But it does, to have the opportunity to make that play with all those defensive guys looking to see exactly where the ball is going to go is a little unique. It, you know, it normally shouldn't happen. But that night and that instance and that moment, it did. And, you know, it led to a very interesting finish.
Anyway, the games are a lot of fun, and hopefully we're going to win one on Friday night. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve, thanks for the call. It's one of those that at the time, obviously, you're dealing with a lot of different factors. In retrospect, you'd have given them, and I asked you after the game, you said, no, I would have done the same thing. But in retrospect, you look at it, and the choices, it's not quite as easy as this, but the choices seem like, okay, you could give 3 instead of giving the chance at 7, which they eventually did get, and they eat up a lot of clock there. You know, you could have given 3 and had the ball. It didn't work out that way.
No, I didn't even look. I looked at it like we were giving them 3 free ones.
Right.
I looked at it was like my choice was
you're
3
at least
or 0.
Them earn it.
No. Yeah. 3 or 0. I had no. If I thought they could go for a touchdown, I'd have took the 3. I was like, why should I give them 3 when I can push them back to 3rd and 23 and they get nothing?
Yeah.
In a game where every point is going to count. You know, again, for them to make a 3rd and 23 is not – that's not like the sun rising every morning. That's
no,
unusual.
Well, that's a low percentage.
Yeah, it's very, very unusual.
Sure, low percentage play as it is. All right, let's get back on schedule here. We'll take a timeout and be back with more as we roll along on the program. You can join us by phone at 1-888-7-GO-CUSE. That's 1-888-7-GO-CUSE. Nick Monroe, one of the Orange's assistant coaches, will be out here and join us on the show a little bit. Brought out his partner in crime as well, so that's cool. And we will talk a ball with him later in the program. Again, phone lines open, 1-888-7-GO-CUSE. If you'd like to pose a question on Twitter, you can do that with the hashtag AskDino. Dino, back to the phone lines on the other side of this timeout. It's the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Greg met his mother at their weekly dinner spot. She was about 15 minutes late because she took a wrong turn. They chatted through the meal, and she mentioned that she stopped playing cards with her friends. After eating, she excused herself and asked directions to the ladies' room. Greg missed 3 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Know where Alzheimer's and all dementia hide. Learn more at alz.org/10signs. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association.
AmeriCue is not a bank. It's a credit union. But really, it's more than that. It paid for brunch and financed my dream home. It's mobile banking in my pocket and ATMs wherever I go. It has my back and my communities. They know my name and my dogs. It's not a bank. It's AmeriCue. Become an AmeriCue member today. Visit AmeriCue.org. Membership restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Insured by NCUA.
Where the number 44 carries on. This is the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Introducing QSportsTalk.com. QSportsTalk.com. Tune in for all the biggest Syracuse University sports news and info. You can watch all your favorite ESPN Syracuse shows, Syracuse coaches press conferences, live shows with the biggest current and legendary names in Syracuse University sports. Interact live with features like subscriber chat with Coach Babers. Plus, this month only, get a free QSportsTalk t-shirt for subscribing. Subscribing to the network is free with an Amazon Prime account. QSportsTalk.com. All orange. All the time.
We all have that one friend who absolutely abuses their car.
Whoops. It was already scratched.
That's why Honda True certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection to make sure cars like his don't get the Honda True stamp of approval. All our vehicles come with downloadable inspection reports and a Honda-backed limited warranty. Learn more at HondaCertified.com.
See your local Upstate Honda dealer to find a Honda you'll love.
You're listening to the Dino Babers Show, presented by AmeriCue Credit Union. Got a question for Coach? Call us at 888-746-2873. That's 888-7-GO-CUES. Or locally at 424-8599. Here's Matt Park.
Moving along on the show, the Orange and Clemson in the Dome Friday night at 7 o'clock. John in Baltimore waited through the break. We thank him for that. Hey, John, you're on with Coach. Hey, John. Going once.
Hello.
Going twice, John. There you are.
Oh, good. I couldn't hear you guys before.
Okay,
so,
go ahead, John.
First of all, hope you guys are doing well. Before I get to my questions, I just want to compliment Dino and the staff on the play calling. I thought it was very creative last week, and it was a nice variety between the inside runs and the outside runs and slant passes and the end around and the occasional deep pass. Keep the monitor. I thought the play calling was excellent. One of my questions was in terms of Damien Alford. I've been very impressed with him. I'm looking at him. Obviously, he's a lot of size. I see him breaking tackles and showing very good speed for his size. And especially in watching the game last week, seeing A.T. Perry at his size really hurting us on the deep. I was wondering how come the deep pass is just more to the smaller guys, and not who I think would be a perfect guy for the deep passes and for the red zone to help us out there. And number two, I was wondering, how come at the end of the first half, after they got that first down there, why not, once they have first and goal, they had the ball, I think, first and goal, about 2:40 left in the half, and they had three timeouts. So Wake had plenty of time. Why not call timeouts, use our timeouts there on defense? We have more time for a drive at the end of the first half instead of letting them, like, milk the clock. Thank you.
Okay. Let me answer this, the second one first. You've got to be careful when you have the 2:40 and they have the ball, because you can use those timeouts to actually help them score on you. And then, again, you want to have control. Unless I'm trying to save a lot of clock, you want to have control of the ability to stop the clock. It's the same thing that happened with the two-point play. I mean, at the end of the game, we ran the ball twice in that one-minute drill on purpose, because – Sean Tucker is one of our most explosive players. Wake Forest's defense is playing pass defense. Sean Tucker splits the front four in a pass coverage defense. Sean could take that thing 30 yards, which is better than the 23-yard pass that Wake Forest threw on third down and 23. So you don't want to take Sean Tucker out of your offense when you're in a one-minute offense. So we were willing to use a timeout to see if Sean could do that. When you save your timeouts on the offensive side in those situations, not only can you stop the clock, but you can use unusual plays in that situation to help you get a big play by stopping the clock when you want to, instead of using those three timeouts on defense and giving it up and then being held hostage by the clock on that you have to get out of bounds, you have to have a pass deeper than 10 yards, and you can't run the football at all.
Yeah, it makes the middle of the field open for
you.
Yeah,
and then on the second thing, Damian's young, and we're slowly trying to get him more involved. There's no doubt from a physical standpoint, he looks different than the other guys. And as he continues to grow, I really believe that he's going to have an outstanding career here. I don't know how much he can help us this year. We will see. We will see how well, if he can. But I'll tell you what, this time next year, I think he's going to be one of our better players.
You did hit on a deep shot to him in the Albany game and take a deep shot to him on the first play of the Liberty game.
Absolutely. There's certain things that he can do, and we'll try to get him in to do some of those things. I'm referring more to when he has complete knowledge of the entire package, where now he has the ability to stay on the field a lot longer than what he's staying on the field right now.
All right, appreciate the call there from John in Baltimore. Your call could be next, folks, at 1-888-7-GO-CUSE or 424-8599 if you'd like to chime in on the program. And we'll be talking with Nick Monroe, Orange assistant coach, defensive backs coach, a bit later in the program. Kind of get a feel. We always like to check in on recruiting with Coach Monroe as well. Timeout here. More to come as we roll along with the AmeriCue Dino Babers Show. Syracuse and Clemson in the Dome Friday night at 7. We can get into the Clemson Tigers, who are coming in off a bye week. So it's a short week for Syracuse and off a bye week for the Tigers. It's a night where Floyd Little will be honored. Coach Babers has thoughts on that as well. So we'll continue with that when we return on the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
What gets you revved up? Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximizes your mileage to get more life out of every tank. Now that's gas you can feel good about. Go rev up with tri-clean gasoline at your locally owned Citgo station today.
At KeyBank, we know you've got a lot in your head when it comes to your money. You're excited for payday, annoyed about being nickeled and dimed for using your nickels and dimes, and feeling all the emotions everyone has when it comes to money stuff. That's why we created the Key Smart Checking Account. No maintenance fees, no minimum balance requirements, 40,000 ATMs, and convenient digital access. We work hard to make banking easier so you can get out of your head and on with your life. KeyBank opens doors. Visit key.com/keysmartchecking. $10 minimum opening deposit required. KeyBank is member FDIC.
Heard all over Central New York. This is the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
The only airline with heart is landing soon on a runway near you. Starting November 14th, you can get away with Southwest service from Syracuse Hancock International Airport. Enjoy low fares and no change or cancel fees, only at southwest.com. Book your Southwest flight today from Syracuse Hancock International Airport. Book now at southwest.com. No change fees, but fare differences may apply. Failure to cancel a reservation at least 10 minutes prior to scheduled departure may result in forfeited travel funds.
This is Gino Barbuto from East Syracuse Chevrolet. There's something new at QChevy.com. You can scroll through a list of new Chevrolets that are on their way to our dealership right now. If you see something you like and it's available, we'll reserve it for you. We could also custom order a car or truck for you. If you need something immediately, check out our inventory of 100 pre-owned cars and trucks. Most come with our Key Advantage 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And remember, you'll always pay the least at East. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to the Dino Babers Show, presented by AmeriCue Credit Union. Got a question for Coach? Call us at 888-746-2873. That's 888-7-GO-CUES. Or locally at 424-8599. Here's Matt Park.
Halfway home on the program, it is the AmeriCue Dino Babers Show. We are live in Pompey at a Heritage Hill brewery, great spot. You want to come out and have a beverage. They got all kinds of items that they make right here, seltzers and wines and all kinds of stuff, and shifting that menu back toward their barbecue roots. So lots of good things to eat and choose from here at Heritage Hill. Hope you can check that out. Should be pretty busy in here Friday night. If you're not going to the game, this might be a spot you think about coming up to watch the game. Mike in Stamford, Connecticut is next on the phone line. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Coach,
good,
Coach, I have to say, I give you a lot of credit because there's a lot of things I think these fans really don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And for whatever you had to do in making tough decisions on Taj, who's all-time record holder, sent him down to media day, and you know, there's that fine line between where tough love keeps going and where it ends. And it just seems like you're making tough decisions this year. You have in the past as a head coach, but this is, you've gone all in. I just commend you for this stuff we don't see. Now, on the flip side, I have to be that guy. And I love what you said in the media, the press conference on I believe Monday, where you stand by all the decisions you made. So the question I have is the two-point conversion that was. And you said you had to push, we're gonna go for the two-point conversion, but the guys weren't ready. Why, if you stand behind your decision, which I'm all in for, why couldn't the players execute? Why don't you have those two fingers up in the air right after that touchdown and say we're going for two? And why did it take so darn long and it never went to be? I just love to hear it. But, again, you're doing a lot of hard stuff behind the scenes. Appreciate all you're doing. Let's win the football game.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, here, let me do it again. I've covered this one more time, and I'll do it again. We were going for one. We were going for one to tie the game. And I literally – and the players were out there playing like we're going to go for one. When Sean Tucker caught that ball, and then when he ran through their strong safety 45, who's a really, really good player, and I just saw the fans and everybody just go absolutely electric. It's a run that I've never seen him do. I thought it was a run that put him in a different category to me. One of the things that I do as a coach is, yeah, you read, you write, you talk, but you really live your life through visual pictures. And you see bodies in motions, and those bodies in motions tell you whether they can be a defensive back like Garrett Williams or whether they can be a quarterback like someone else. You see those bodies in motions, and you relate them to other things that you've seen in 35 years of coaching. When I saw Sean Tucker run through that safety, that put him in a different category to me. And I think he's really good, but it moved him to a higher category, a different box. And I'm like, if he is going to play like that, let's end this thing right now. Everybody's going for one. That's when I switched and said, you know what, I want to take this thing to two. Now, in doing that, I had a lot of stuff to do really quickly. And the first thing is I have to alert my staff. I had to stop the guys who were coming off from the middle of the field. I had other guys circling and celebrating in the end zone. I had to give them a stop sign. And then I had to rally the troops and get the play called and get it back out there. And I missed it by about 2 seconds. But that's 11 guys, okay, not going, 11 guys going for one that I'm switching and going for two in the heat of the moment. I think that if it had been something normal, I'd like to bet that I'd have got it done. But based off of Sean Tucker doing something abnormal that we hadn't seen before, it was really hard to do. The kids were excited. We had our redshirt freshman center out there. We had our true freshman guard out there. We had our quarterback. We had to get our correct receivers out there. And we did all that, but we missed the clock by about 2 seconds.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Real quick on this one, do you feel as though you have any mechanical problems in general, where we've seen a couple of timeouts because the play clock is dwindling, even if the game clock is stopped? And I know that's in the category of timeouts that coaches would prefer not to have to use.
In the first half, you have timeouts that unless you're going to have a one-minute drive, I have no issues. If I'm on the 9-yard line, the 8-yard line, and let's a play is gone in, and where people may think there's an issue, oh, look, they had to use a timeout. They don't even know what they want to call. That's not what's going on. A play has been called, and I'm looking at the defense, and I'm going, I know what defense they're in. I don't like this play to this call, and this could be a touchdown. I don't want to get this thing stopped, and I don't want to kick a field goal. Timeout. Okay, don't like that play versus that defense that they were lined up in. Let's call another one. That's what normally goes on in the first half. It's not the latter, okay? Depending on where we're at, if I had to choose between a timeout and a delay of game, in the first half I might use the timeout. In the second half I'd take the delay of game. The timeouts are the value changes in the first half to the second half, and you've got to treat them like such. But if you're in a situation where you're in a game where 7 points matter and you're down there and you don't get an opportunity to go down there a lot, then that's what timeouts are for. Timeouts are to be used. I can't tell you how many games I've been in where you don't use timeouts, okay? They're free. They're a get-out-of-jail-free card like Monopoly. The value does change in the first half to the second half. But in the first half, yep, I'll use them. In the second half, I'm really a lot more stingy.
Yeah, sure. There's no question they're more valuable in the second half than the first because there's so much more football to be played off of the first half. These are interesting. I mean, these are the types of conversations that – I don't think there are absolute rights and wrongs, but it brings everybody in, right? You've coached for, 35 years at various levels, been a head coach for a long time, and Joe Blow in Section 312 has an opinion as well. And it's just like, and we talk about baseball. Should they take the pitcher out here? Should they hit and run? And that's part of being involved in sports. I think there's something to be said for we've had a lot of games in the last number of years that haven't come down to one play or one decision or whatever. So it has made it interesting and compelling here. Three games in a row decided on the final play. And, of course, that means that any individual play, and there's a number of them over the course of the game that could have maybe turned some things. So interesting fodder for discussion. We'll take a look more at Clemson as we roll along in the program. Talk defensive backs with Nick Monroe as we continue as well. You're listening to Orange Football. This is the AmeriCue Dino Babers Show on the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
If ACC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM ACC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Spatola, Bryant McFadden, Roddy Jones, and Torrey Holt. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside ACC football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
Hey, Syracuse fans, I'm Dan Rubenstein.
And I'm Ty Hildenbrand.
And we're the Solid Verbal Podcast, previewing, recapping, and talking all things college football all season long, all year long.
And look, the season's a marathon. Sometimes there'll be happy tears, and sometimes sad ones.
So let the Solid Verbal be your warm college football audio hug.
Yeah, I'm not at all comfortable with that phrasing.
Too late. Download the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
The home of the Orange. This is the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Prevention Network has been assisting individuals and families to lead healthier lives since 1949 by providing programs and services which prevent addictions and address other problem behaviors. Prevention Network continues to positively impact Central New York communities and is a resource for prevention, wellness, and recovery information, services, training, and treatment referrals. If you or a loved one needs assistance or to learn more about our programs and services, call Prevention Network at 315-471-1359 or visit Prevention Network CMY.
Enjoy the many benefits of membership at Drumlins. Spend the day golfing on one of two picturesque 18-hole golf courses. Reserve a tennis court or exercise and rejuvenate in our outdoor heated pool. Ready to dine and relax? Enjoy lunch or dinner at our restaurant. Visit drumlins.com today and discover more about membership, lessons, classes, and clinics at our renowned upstate New York landmark.
You're You're listening to the Dino Babers Show, presented by AmeriCue Credit Union. Got a question for Coach? Call us at 888-746-2873. That's 888-7-GO-CUES. Or locally at 424-8599. Here's Matt Park.
You heard the man, 1-888-7-GO-CUES or 424-8599. Matt Park and Coach Babers with you on the AmeriCue Dino Babers Show. All right, Clemson comes in. We haven't talked about them yet. And, you know, you and I, we have our sarcastic rapport here. The notion that it's over for Clemson and they're terrible and you should blow them out, to me, it couldn't be more laughable. They aren't ranked. First time in your tenure that, forget about being ranked, that they're not in the top three. They've been in the top three every game that you have coached against Clemson. They're not right now. They had a tussle in one of the marquee games of the opening weekend against Georgia, lost that one 10-7. A couple weeks after that, they lost on the last-second field goal at NC State. They're seeking their first road win of the season. What do you make of the Tigers to this point, Coach, and what concerns you the most?
Well, they're really good. You know, they got 11 guys on offense, and that probably means they're 44 stars or higher, and they have 11 guys on defense, which means they're 44 stars or higher, so that's 88 stars out of their 22 starters. And if you put them up in the sky and you lay down with a full moon, you probably have a lot of stuff to look at. And, you know, if they did that to us, we might just have the North Star up there. You know, they got 88. We may have like five or six.
The Little Dipper.
Little Dipper. There you go. But, you know, they're the same team. They're healthy. They got all these guys back that they lost in the earlier games versus Georgia. Georgia banged them up a little bit, and they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They've had 10 days to prepare. We've had five. I know everyone says break out the violins, but, you know, I'm just stating the facts. And, you know, they're coming up here. I do think we have an advantage. I think the big advantage is that their quarterback has never been in the dome. And I think that if we get a crowd – and we get after their communication system on offense, it would greatly help our defense. And I remember the last time that they were up here and we won the game, that we their first string quarterback got knocked out in the first half by Slayton on a legal play, and then their backup quarterback had a very, very difficult time communicating with that offense, with the dome and the students just going absolutely crazy. The noise level was deafening. I haven't yet heard the noise level the way it was. And for that young student that grabbed my head on national TV and was messing up my hair after the game, if you happen to come to this one, wait for me after the game in the parking lot, will you? I'd love to see you again one more time. No, I'm just kidding. But it was a different atmosphere, and I think that if we fill up the stadium and we get after them with that noise, I think we may have a chance.
That was actually a tweet earlier today from Madden Cuse on Twitter. Used the hashtag AskDino, and basically had a question to that effect. He had a graphic taken off what looks to be ACC Network here about home performance against Power 5 teams. Syracuse from 2014 on until now has won 11 games in that circumstance. Clemson would have been one of them. So it's a league few number of wins. And what he's saying is, you know, I'm loud. What can we do to make more people loud? I do think, and I've probably been critical of them in the past, the student section deserves a shout out. To me, this is the most vibrant the student section has been for football in any season that I can recall, and they can kind of set the tone, right? In terms of the way the building is constructed and a lot of other things, it doesn't take that many people to be super loud and intimidating.
Well, I tell you what, they need to just get crazy, and they need to get crazy, and they need to own it. And if they get crazy and own it, I've seen the way our defense plays up when they get that way, and we're going to need every 12th man to pull this off, and let's see what's in store. Let's see if we got a chance to go after Goliath.
Yeah, and the Clemson doesn't have Goliath record, but does have Goliath talent or close, and comes into this game certainly favored on Friday. It'll be interesting to see just how it does shake out. That's why they play the games.
Is this the most they've been favored, even though they weren't ranked in the top three?
It can't be the most.
14.5 or what is it? It's a lot.
It's up there. It, 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 I'd have to look back, but it can't be the most.
Well, I haven't been able to sleep all week. It keeps growing.
Yeah. Well, that's another story there. But it's been quite a bit. And, you know, their FPI, if you believe in these types of things, their FPI ranking is 7th. So the computers that jam that type of stuff out are not dissuaded by Clemson's 2 losses, which probably does put them outside of the national championship hunt, but not the conference. And they, you know, they'll be favored, I would think, in every game they have the rest of the way. Team that still has quite a bit of talent. We can get into some of the personnel here after this timeout, and we'll pave the way for Orange's secondary coach Nick Monroe to join us. This is Orange Football, the AmeriQ Dino Babers Show on the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Dear SU fans, when you drive a Toyota SUV, you've got what it takes to win. The RAV4 continues its reign as the best-selling small SUV in America, with top tech that can't be beat. Need room for your starting lineup? The Toyota Highlander seats up to 8, with plenty of punch to get you across the goal line. Toyota SUVs have available all-wheel drive, too, because nothing's going to stand in your way on the road to victory. Go Orange. Toyota SUVs. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates CY 2017 through 2020 sales.
Heritage Hill Brewhouse in Pompey is your special event headquarters. Choose amazing views as your backdrop for your special event, big or small. Let Heritage Hill custom brew and label cans for your dream event in their Sunset Barn and Deck, or host an intimate event in their private view pavilion. Get the company team back together and make your own beer in the guided ultimate team brewing experience. Go to heritagehillbrewery.com to see all they have to offer. Heritage Hill Brewhouse, putting the fun in 2021.
We bleed orange. This is the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Orange fans, did you know that Best Tile specializes in tile and stone? That means they focus on making your tile selections for your next home renovation or new construction project perfect. Let Best Tile's design consultants make your vision a reality. Whatever your space, style, or budget, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for from their extensive collection. Visit the area's largest tile and stone showroom and outlet on Firestone Drive in Syracuse, or find your inspiration at besttile.com. Best Tile, beautiful rooms from start to finish.
Come in and enjoy Apex Entertainment in Destiny, USA, and their 50,000 square feet of pure fun. Apex has 24 bowling lanes, arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, hollow gate, X-Rider, and now axe throwing, along with a full restaurant venue in the Pit Stop Tavern that features over 65 gluten-free items. Apex is also your party headquarters, ideal for birthdays and corporate outings, and also features more meeting space than any location in Destiny. Perfect weather is always guaranteed at Apex, located on the third floor in the canyon. Go to apexentertainment.com for more information.
You're listening to the Dino Babers Show, presented by AmeriQ Credit Union. Got a question for Coach? Call us at 888-746-2873. That's 888-7-GO-Q's. Or locally at 424-8599. Here's Matt Park.
Coach, let's hit quickly here before we pave the way for Coach Monroe to come out. A couple of some of the personnel matchups here. As you mentioned, the Clemson quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei, is the next in the line here of these outstanding quarterbacks. You know, they got another 5-star coming in next year, and on and on and on. And Trevor Lawrence is the first overall pick in the draft. What are you seeing from him that concerns you the most? And what about your guys wanting to make an impact there too? As we mentioned with, you know, previous win over Clemson, it's because you've been able to take out the quarterback.
You know, it's been an interesting series. I know the first time we played them at their place, they took out Eric Dungy, like, I think on the 6th play. And then the next time they came back up at our place, and that's the year we beat them.
Yeah.
And
we took out
their guy in the second half. Then we went back down there the next year, and I want to say that was
Lawrence got knocked out.
That was Lawrence, and Lawrence got knocked out, and Bryce came in and led him on that 95-yard drive at the end of the game for the win when he handed the ball to ETN, and we couldn't tackle him for the two-minute drill. They just kept handing it to the tailback, except for 2 throws. One went for 0 yards, and the other one was a completion on 4th and 7 for 8 yards. Not that detail's important, and I would remember something like that. And then the next time we played them down at that place, we had the Hackett catch for the win, but they said that Cody Conway was downfield, so they took that one away. And then they didn't lose a quarterback that one. So to make a long to answer this question, I want to say in the six times that we've played, I want to say four times the quarterback has been that started the game on one side didn't finish. Now, I don't want to wish bad luck on anybody, and I sure don't want to wish bad luck on us. But it's been a very, very physical series, and somebody traditionally has gotten to the other quarterback.
Yeah, the defensive players, names here you recognize. James Skalski is a player who's benefited from the eligibility rules and back again and leading tackler again, and obviously makes a lot of things happen.
Unbelievable guy. Yeah. Mike linebacker, makes it all goes, got all the calls, fantastic player. It really improved his physical skills since last year.
All right, let's get our last break out of the way and make way for Coach Monroe. Coach, thanks for your time and best of luck this week.
All right, thank you so much, Matt.
Dino Babers and the Orange Friday night against Clemson. We get swaggy with it when we come back on the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
Entertainment and so much more awaits. Turning Stone is a proud supporter of Syracuse University and is honored to be the official resort of the Orange Club. Catch headline entertainment and the hottest concerts. Savor award-winning dining with over 20 choices. Experience incredible play at three championship golf courses or escape to our award-winning spas. Stay and play at the official Orange Club Resort. Turning Stone.
Driving a car these days can be pretty expensive, but you could be saving hundreds of dollars a year on your auto insurance when you bundle multiple policies with Preferred Mutual Insurance. With over 125 years in business, Preferred Mutual offers superior coverage options at affordable prices and exceptional 24/7 customer service. That's no accident. Protect your vehicle, home, business, and your wallet with coverage that will give you peace of mind. Live confidently, live assured with Preferred Mutual. Visit www.preferredmutual.com to find an independent agent today.
From Buffalo to Albany, this is the Syracuse Sports Network from Learfield.
The only airline with heart is landing soon on a runway near you. Starting November 14th, you can get away with Southwest service from Syracuse Hancock International Airport. Enjoy low fares and no change or cancel fees, only at southwest.com. Book your Southwest flight today from Syracuse Hancock International Airport. Book now at southwest.com. No change fees, but fare differences may apply. Failure to cancel a reservation at least 10 minutes prior to scheduled departure may result in forfeited travel funds.
Located on the banks of the majestic Salmon River, the award-winning Tailwater Lodge is your go-to destination to relax, recharge, and escape the stresses of everyday life. Enjoy a delicious meal at the Tailwater Restaurant, ease your mind, body, and soul at Euphoria Spa, and get active with our many on-site activities, including our indoor pool and outdoor hot tub. Whether you're staying for one night or a whole week, it's always a staycation when you stay at Tailwater Lodge. Book your next adventure now at tailwaterlodge.com.
Welcome back, guys. Time to wrap the show with Nick Monroe, the Orange's secondary coach. The swag daddy, and how awesome is my man's shirt here? I can't believe it actually says on the back, Swag Junior.
We gotta represent, right, Matt? Gotta represent.
Talk about one. There's no other. There's one of a kind. There's no other Swag Junior shirts out there. That is fantastic. Love it. All right, so bring in the swag. That, you know, we just kind of left off as a question I could ask Coach Babers, and I figure it's best put to you. When you do look at Clemson, chances are they got a couple 6'4 and 6'5 cats running down the field.
Not just a couple, more than a couple.
Right, so they've got all they want. Looks like Justin Ross is going to be back after a concussion in play. He didn't play all of last year with a different type of injury, but he would scare anybody. What can you do? You know, you have some good defensive backs, but they aren't 6'5.
No, they're not, but that's when every person's role becomes critical, right? You got to have the guys up front getting pressure. The backers got to get into coverage and drop. They got to bring heat when their numbers get called. And then we got to stick to them like glue. I mean, they're going to make some plays. You're not going to stop them the whole night long. But can you eliminate the big plays? Can you eliminate the big chunk plays? And then when everybody gets a chance to hit them legally, you got to take advantage of that.
Right. It's been interesting to watch that unit. the corners we talk about quite a bit, Garrett Williams and Deuce Chestnut, have both been playmakers again this year. They're awfully exciting to watch and to see that progression of maybe one guy mimicking the next. And I know you're recruiting to that as well. The safety position, you've had to sort of piece and mix and match and move around, right? Where are you right now with that?
We've had some injuries. We've had some guys that have been out, you know. You know, it just goes back to we're still really, really young back there, with the exception of Garrett. And Eric Coley is the one.
Garrett's a really experienced sophomore.
Exactly right.
Freshman, I guess.
You know, I say that kind of jokingly, but besides him, you know, Eric Coley's really the only other one that's played significant time over the years. But the cool thing is watching them, they're really learning how to prepare. Really, all of them. They're learning how to prepare. They're learning how to approach this thing daily, a true business type of deal. And the progress that they've already made, it's night and day. I mean, you got some guys out there that Justin Barron didn't even play DB last year, you know? I mean, it's a really cool deal to watch. And the leadership with Garrett that extends down, guys are in there. They're probably in there right now watching film. Seriously, they're putting in the extra hours.
You can tell that leadership system is working when you look at the NFL guys that are such a model. Andre Sisco, Ife Melifonwu, True Williams. They had people to model their behavior after. These guys are modeling it after them in terms of what it takes to get it done. And there's playing time to be had, right? So if there's those different combinations, you can really put the best people out, the people you feel best about.
No doubt. And it starts with the culture that Coach Baber sets and has in place. And guys, we recruit guys to that system, to that culture, to that family. And guess what? You don't have to really work too hard at it now, because the players, their family members are one another, and they just kind of run it themselves. And it's really fun to watch.
All right. You know that means we are out of time.
Yes, sir.
Best of luck. Big challenge for you on Friday night. Keep it up, okay?
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
That is the Swag Daddy, Orange's secondary coach, Nick Monroe. And Swag Jr. in the house. Fist bump, Swag Jr. We got to work on that. That was like you threw me a curveball there. One more time. Bang. All right. Swag. We swagged it up. All right, thanks to Tim back in the studio. Paulie here for Coach Babers and company. Matt Park saying so long. If you're listening locally, another half hour with Coach Babers is next here at Heritage Hill.
You've been listening to the AmeriCue Credit Union Dino Babers Show on the Syracuse Sports Network. The Dino Babers Show has been presented by AmeriCue Credit Union for every day, for everything. This week's show has also been sponsored by Duncan. America runs on Duncan, your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Syracuse Sports Network.